Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Endurance Technologies Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Axis Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Jalan from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manav. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Q4 FY25 post-results conference call of Endurance Technologies. We are pleased to host the management team. We have with us today Mr. Anurang Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Massimo Venuti, Director and CEO, Endurance Overseas, Mr. Rajendra Abhange, Director and COO, Mr. Rajagopal Sastry, Group CFO, and Mr. Raj Mundra, Treasurer and Investor Relations. I'll hand over the call to Mr. Anurang for his opening remarks, post which we will have the Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Anurang.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So good morning to everyone. I would like to say that India's economic landscape remains strong in spite of tariff wars threatening global trade and the recent situation in the subcontinent. As we observe the broader economic environment, GDP growth for FY25 estimated at 6.5%, lower than the 9.2% recorded in the previous fiscal. The index of industrial production grew at an estimated 4.1%. In FY25, average inflation stood at 4.6%. Moderating inflation, coupled with higher capital expenditure proposal in the Union Budget this year, is expected to spur consumption and investment. As for the recent Economic Times article dated 5th May 2025, two-wheeler OEMs expect sales this year to test the pre-COVID peak, hoping that lower EMIs due to cut in interest rates, higher disposable income due to income tax reforms, will encourage the middle class to spend on two-wheelers. Also, as per the CM report, forecast of a favorable monsoon helping rural areas, strong replacement demand, and government support for purchase of electric vehicles would be factors for growth of two-wheelers in this financial year. The passenger vehicle sales from India during quarter 4 FY25 grew by 4.1% year-on-year, and commercial vehicles witnessed a 4.6% growth, while three-wheelers grew 9.1% as compared to quarter 4 of the previous year. Two-wheeler sales reached 5.7 million units in quarter 4 FY25, up 5.3% year-on-year, driven by scooters at 10.9% and motorcycles at 3.3% growth. In our standalone financials for the quarter, Endurance has seen a total income quarter 4 FY25 year-on-year growth of 8.4%. In the European Union, new car sales saw a year-on-year drop of 1.9% in quarter 4 FY25, while our Endurance Europe total income growth was significantly higher at 17%. In the quarter 4 FY25 industry volumes, there was a 15.2% share for battery electric vehicles, 7.6% for plug-in hybrids, and 35.5% for hybrids. While our India business is fairly insulated from US markets, certain components made by our European plants do find their way into the US, particularly components for the higher segment cars. We await clarity on the US duty structure, and it also remains to be seen if duty changes would drive consumer preference away from niche European models. Having spoken about the macros, I would now tell you about certain steps which we have taken at ETL. We are setting up a state-of-the-art lithium-ion battery pack manufacturing plant near Pune to address the rapidly growing market demand for electric vehicles and renewables energy storage systems. The new facility will leverage our in-house developed battery technology and also Maxwell's expertise in battery management system to make superior quality battery packs. Happy to inform you that in April 25, we have won an order of rupees 3 billion per annum from a large OEM for the e-scooter. Our offering has the advantage of better thermal stability, improved lifespan, and safety and caters to requirements for Indian climate and road conditions. We are beginning with a small investment. Our unit is modular and automated, thereby leading to an ease of capacity addition and better cost management. We are focused on not only two-wheeler, three-wheeler and four-wheeler programs, but also for supplies of battery packs to high-potential non-automotive sectors such as telecom, battery energy storage systems and inverters. The SOP is planned in January 2026. Our 2022 agreement for the acquisition of Maxwell Energies had an upfront payment of 51% shares with a plan to buy balance 49% based on a consideration linked to the financial performance of Maxwell. As of 31st March 2025, the company had purchased a total of 61.5% of the shares in Maxwell. Based on the minority shareholders' request for an accelerated sale of the balance 38.5% stake, the company considered the strategic advantages of early total control and agreed to buy the same for a consideration of ₹75 million. As a result of this agreement, the company had to reverse the liability recorded in the books against the estimated price for the balance shares to the extent of ₹913 million in Q4 FY25. Further, the independent Big Four valuer retained by us to evaluate the goodwill pertaining to Maxwell advises a scenario where margins in new age automotive products may normalize in the long run, which the company accepted applying conservative accounting principles. This led to lowering the value of goodwill pertaining to Maxwell by ₹582 million. I would like to mention that our outlook on Maxwell's business and the overall electric and electronic business comprising battery packs, anti-lock braking systems, electronically controlled suspension systems, and other assemblies on our surface-mounted technology lines is stronger than ever, auguring well for the profitable growth of the company. I informed you all last quarter about the acquisition of Stöferle entities in Germany. We required statutory approvals. We have completed the acquisition of the 60% stake and will acquire the remaining 40% over 5 years as per the share purchase agreement. The addition of these two Stöferle plants in Germany enhances our manufacturing capabilities and takes our total number of plants in Europe to 14. We have already begun to add new orders in this business. As mentioned earlier, from April 25 of this year, Stöferle financials will be consolidated in the Endurance financials. You may have noted our recent announcement of receiving the eligibility certificate for incentives totaling ₹6.06 billion under the Maharashtra PSI 2019 scheme. In earlier calls, we had mentioned that our eligibility amount would be significantly higher than under the 2013 scheme, where we had an eligibility of ₹4.46 billion. Under the 2013 scheme, ₹4.37 billion income has been accounted till FY25 and ₹2.9 billion cash has been received. A G45 Baluch R&D facility for 2, 3 and 4 wheeler suspensions will be fully operational in a month, marking a significant milestone in our innovation journey. The state-of-the-art facility helps us to co-create advanced suspension solutions with OEMs, further solidifying our leadership two-wheeler, three-wheeler technology and supporting our growth in the four-wheeler segment. You will recall that we have a technical assistance agreement with a leading Korean player, which will help us access four-wheeler suspensions business. We have established promising contacts with leading Indian and global passenger car OEMs for this business. Faster growth in the four-wheeler segment is our key focus. Through our internal process and product technology strengths, technical collaborations, and merger and acquisitions, we aim to grow our presence in the four-wheeler aluminum casting and aluminum forgings, four-wheeler suspensions, four-wheeler brakes, four-wheeler alloy wheels, four-wheeler drive shafts, as well as embedded electronics for the four-wheelers. It gives us great pleasure to also see that the developments taking place at Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, where our journey began. This includes the setting up of Auric Bidkin and Auric Shendra 10,000-acre industrial parks, The upcoming ring road, which will connect Auric Shendra to Auric Bidkin areas, where one each of our new plants is being set up in quarter two of this financial year. Auric expansion by acquisition of a further 8,000 acres of industrial park land is testimony to the excellent industrial prospects of the region. Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar is becoming an EV capital with investments from large companies, including Toyota, JSW and Aether, amongst others. At our Auric Shendra four-wheeler casting plant, the SOP is from September 2025. I mentioned to you about having one business from Valeo, where our products will be part of assemblies going into Mahindra EV platforms. Further, we have secured export business from two global US and European OEMs, which I cannot name now. I would like to clarify that these are new OEMs not served by our European plants. These parts are for premium cars for EVs. Both these businesses will start in this financial year. The total order book for the Auric Shendra plant stands at ₹2.75 billion per annum. The new two-wheeler alloy wheel plant at Auric Bidkin is gearing up for SOP in quarter two of this financial year 26. This plant will have a capacity of 3.6 million wheels per annum. We have firm requirements from multiple OEMs for the same. Let me now give you a gist of orders won during FY25. Please note that the business value from these new orders are without including orders from Bajaj Auto. The overall orders won in FY25 in India business was ₹11.99 billion, of which ₹10.82 billion is new business and the remaining is replacement business. Key customers in this list of FY25 orders are two-wheeler OEMs such as Honda, Royal Enfield, Hero MotoCorp and Aether Energy. Among key four-wheeler orders are Valeo, Yazaki, Tata Motors and the two large US and European OEM orders which we have got at Auric Shendra. 34% of this FY25 order booking or ₹4.11 billion of orders are for four-wheeler end use. And 37% of this FY25 orders or ₹4.39 billion is for the electric vehicle segment. The cumulative India business orders for the electric vehicle segment since financial year 22 onwards stands at ₹8.35 billion. And if I have to include Bajaj Auto orders, this figure crosses ₹10 billion per annum. Out of the total orders worth ₹46.92 billion won since FY21, ₹37.34 billion is new business and ₹9.58 billion is replacement business. Of this ₹37.34 billion new business, close to ₹14 billion has seen SOP last year in financial year 25 and a further ₹10 billion is expected in this year. The rest of the business will be realized in financial years FY27 and FY28. In the standalone business, we are actively quoting and pursuing the request from quotation for an annual sale of ₹34 billion from various OEM clients other than Bajaj and across all our product segments. This also includes a significant percentage of electric four-wheeler OEM customers. In our Europe business, we have booked orders worth €40.2 million during the year. This includes a machining order of €5.2 million from BMW in our Stéphalet plants. Other large orders during the year are from Volkswagen and indirect business for Rolls-Royce and Jaguar Land Rover. Also, we have won non-auto business in the pumps and electronic component space. In our subsidiary Maxwell Energy, we have won orders to the extent of ₹2.5 billion. This value is after removing business from those customers who have seen headwinds, such as a sharp fall in market share. Maxwell is pursuing leads at present of ₹2.6 billion. Now I will speak to you on our existing product segments in India. Starting with suspension, I just spoke about the new G45 suspension R&D and our four-wheeler focus. Talks with leading OEMs are underway regarding shock absorber requirements. And one leading OEM for LCVs and MCVs, and we hope to conclude this order soon. In FY25, we have won suspension orders to the tune of ₹2,351 million per annum of peak annual sales. These are from various OEMs and for their various platforms. While some of the orders will require capacity being added or debottling, we are also seeing order intake which would improve existing use of capacity and drive our goal of asset sweating. At our Narsapura plant in Karnataka, we have planned 80% year-on-year increase in sales in this year with new business getting started with Honda, TVS, Ather and Ampere. New orders won in quarter four include Royal Enfield, Hero Motor Corp and Honda. The HMCL, the Hero Motor Corp order is for inverted front forks for their Harley Davidson bikes with SOP planned this year in quarter three FY26. And the SOP for the TVS inverted front forks has already started this year in April. We have also won new orders for inverted front forks and monoshocks from a leading China-based two-wheeler company with phased SOP planned in half one of this financial year. These parts have special features including tension and rebound adjustments. Post the court-monitored restructuring scheme, the KTM Austria entities have again given their firm order schedules to us. We expect to start supplies of inverted front forks and rear monoshocks in a small way from June of this year, which is next month. In the non-auto suspension space, we are in the final stages of developing solar dampers also for a Spanish client. In the braking segment, we have won ₹2,366 million per annum of new orders in FY25 from multiple OEMs. In the previous quarter, I mentioned our brakes range is from 100cc to 800cc two-wheeler platforms. We have now started development of brakes for a 990cc motorcycle for a key OEM client. We've also won the much-awaited twin-channel ABS orders from two OEMs. Trial lots have begun with SOP planned for quarter two of this financial year. We are assembling the electronic control units in-house at our ABS plant at Waluj. Further backward integration is possible and we wish to manufacture the printed circuit boards for the electronic control units also on our surface mounted technology line at Waluj. We are already the leader in two-wheeler disc brake market share and plan to further expand, for which a new building at our E71 second brakes plant is close to completion. Braking too is an area where we wish to serve four-wheeler OEMs and we hope to conclude this business soon with a leading four-wheeler OEM. Coming to transmission, in the previous quarter, I spoke of new clutch orders from Hero Motor Corp and Royal Enfield that have enabled us to increase the annual sales of 1 million more clutch assemblies and increase sales value by more than ₹1,000 million per annum. These orders will see SOP in May and July respectively and will peak in quarter four of this financial year. And for this, an assembly line expansion has already been completed. In drive shafts, we have won business from three-wheeler OEMs and now from a leading four-wheeler OEM. We are working with these OEMs as well as others for more business across passenger and goods segments. With current capacities and increased volumes, we would invest this year in augmenting our capacity to produce higher volumes of drive shafts for both three-wheelers and four-wheelers. In our aluminium castings business, we have won orders in FY25 to the tune of ₹6.1 billion during the year. These orders are across two-wheeler, four-wheeler and non-automotive business and also for ICE as well as electric vehicle business. I've already spoken earlier about the ₹2.75 billion Aurik Shendra orders, which we have won. Non-auto orders include also the generator end use. Also, casting volumes from Ather Energy from our Vallam plant are expected to double in quarter 2 FY26 and new machining assets are being installed for this purpose. For large four-wheeler castings, our new investments both in Shendra and Chakan include high level of automation. At Chakan, we have a fully automated machining line with no human intervention from start to end. Also, we have upgraded four die casting cells with full automation. At Aurik Shendra, we have used the services of our new European subsidiary Ingenia, which we had acquired last year, to assist on the automation. Coming to our aluminium forging business, We have added another forging press in quarter 4 FY25, taking the total to 4 numbers. Because of increased volume and demand, more presses will be added next year. Therefore, we are in the process to move our existing aluminium forging plant to a more spacious location at Waluj and start of production in this new plant by quarter 4 of this financial year. The work has already started. In the new plant, we have aluminium forging orders from Royal Enfield and Hero Motocorp. This is in addition to our own captive requirement for inverted front forks and also for our four-wheeler export order from Jaguar Land Rover. At our subsidiary Maxwell, we have redesigned the battery management system for Hero Motocorp, helping us improve our product profitability and offer a cost advantage to the OEM. These steps demonstrate our prowess in embedded electronics. Apart from the battery management system, we have booked business for motor controller units and in the Internet of Things segment. And SOP is in October 25 and January 2026, respectively. Further, there are other products at an advanced stage of development. Our focus is to keep increasing our profitable sales at Maxwell. In the Indian aftermarket business, we continue to progress on execution of our domestic strategy, which will lead us to a strong growth. As informed in the previous call, we have begun to implement a two-year strategy with a global consultancy firm where we have revamped our distributor policy, introduced new value-add products, and enhanced our focus on expanding regional market share. During the year FY25, we have achieved a 29% growth in the aftermarket exports. We have launched a new plan targeting additional markets with products yet not supplied to the Indian market. Our value-added products portfolio now contributes over 14% to our aftermarket sales. Coming to our financial performance, the information has already been uploaded at the stock exchanges last evening along with a presentation explaining the numbers. I will, however, highlight some key numbers. During FY25, the company recorded standalone total income of Rs. 89.1 billion, a growth of 12.5% over FY24. Consolidated total income was Rs. 116.8 billion, which is a growth of 13.1%. The company recorded a profit after tax of Rs. 6.79 billion and Rs. 8.36 billion in the standalone and consolidated books. It is important to note that our European companies have defied many odds to post an impressive year-on-year growth of 15.4% in FY25 and a growth of 20.9% in financial year 25 EBITDA. During quarter 4 FY25, the company turned in a total income of Rs. 22.7 billion for the standalone company and Rs. 29.98 billion for the consolidated company. This translates to a year-on-year growth of 8.4% and 10.6% respectively. The company earned a profit after tax of Rs. 1.74 billion and Rs. 2.45 billion for the standalone and consolidated company. In quarter 4, our European business recorded a top-line growth of 17% and an EBITDA growth of 21.2%. I would also like to mention specifically that our consolidated earnings per share has more than doubled from our IPO year, which was FY17, to FY25, from Rs. 23.48 to 59.46. At Endurance, our people remain central to our growth. We continue to drive strategic workforce planning, with women now comprising 8% of our hiring, reflecting ongoing commitment to diversity with a target to take female population to 10% and 15% for our blue and white collar employees by 2030. We have undertaken specific projects with a focus on enhancing employee experience and care and well-being of them at ETL, focusing on an inclusive work culture, focusing on best-in-class HR policies and building up talent by helping upgrading, focusing on skills and capabilities and leadership potential of our people. On the sustainability front, we continue to advance our commitment to sustainability and community impact. This year, we made significant progress towards our ambitious sustainability goals for financial year 2030, we achieved a 45% carbon neutral percentage. We lowered specific electrical, thermal energy as well as specific water consumption, while water recycling and hazardous waste recycling stand at 96% each. We also enhanced our renewable power share from 23% in FY24 to 25.2% in FY25 through expanded rooftop solar and wind power agreements. We contributed 300,000 kiloliters of water through water augmentation projects. Six of our plants completed zero waste to landfill assessments with platinum ratings in third-party assessment. Education, health and sanitation, environment and livelihoods continue to be at the core of our CSR focus. Through our Sevak Trust, which is our CSR arm, we have transformed 54 schools with solar energy and hygiene-focused facilities, thereby enhancing attendance and outcomes, while training over 900 adolescent girls in health and skills. With sustainable agriculture training, our farmer empowerment program has helped over 4,000 people, and our ECOV vocational training center in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar has imparted vocational training to 1,900 youths, securing over 75% employment. Our health work has reached 42 villages, serving 17,000 people, and we have built 2,300 toilets to improve sanitation. Our wet van program too has been successful in providing treatment to 40,000 animals in 47 villages. This year we have started with one village by creating a green energy village by providing rooftop solar energy units to 100% of households, promoting sustainable energy access. Endurance continues to earn accolades from its OEM customers as well as industry forums. Some of the key awards and recognitions in this financial year were making it to the 2024 DET Huron India Manufacturing 400 list compiled by the Dubai Department of Economy and Tourism in partnership with Huron India. Winning the Innovation Award at the Mahindra Vendor Meet. Ranking 32nd amongst Fortune India's future-ready workplaces. Getting the Ford Q1 certification for our casting and machining plant at Chakan. Winning platinum and gold awards for our two brake plants at Baluj at the Bajaj Auto Vendor Meet. The CII Intellectual IP Award 2024 and the ASSOCHAM IP Excellence Award. With these opening remarks now, I would like to invite questions from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I repeat, if anyone wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have a first question from the line of Aditya Jhawar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. My first question is on our lithium ion, you know, battery pack assembly. Can you throw some more light on it in terms of, you know, any commitment from any OEM? So did you mention about a 3 billion order win for e-scooter pack?
Yes. Okay.
Can you just throw some light on the margin profile of this business as compared to the, you know, the main business? And do you expect that the ramp up in Maxwell could accelerate because we are providing more value added service? Can you throw some more light on it?
Yes. See, I will not be able to talk about the margin as this is sensitive information. But yes, we have won a 3 billion order from a leading two wheeler EV OEM. This was in April. And definitely this is going to be a huge growth opportunity, not only for 2, 3, and 4 wheelers, but for other industries like telecom, inverters, battery energy storage systems. And we are very excited. This will help us to, this will help also to, it's a forward integration from Maxwell. Because as you know, the battery management system is the heart of a battery pack. And we have done forward integration with our own technology. I would also request Mr. Pranit Parikar, who's from our senior management team, and the key person for our battery pack plant to explain further on this. Pranit, are you there? You can throw light on what we are doing at the battery pack plant.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
So, so we are right now setting up a plant one with two different lines which are fully automated. One line will be used for cylindrical types of cells, which will be starting from 18650 to it can accommodate up to 46120 or even 46133. And the second line will be making packs for on the prismatic cells, which will be starting from 50H prismatic cells to 675H prismatic cells. It is also designed for making packs for two-wheeler, three-wheeler, four-wheeler, as well as battery energy storage systems, UPS and telecom battery packs. The line is getting installed with AGVs and it is capable of handling low voltage as well as high voltage battery packs. It's basically an IP-led technology. A battery is designed, developed by completely Endurance in-house.
Okay, that's quite helpful. My second question is that you mentioned, Anurang, about a 300 crore order win on e-4-wheeler application from international customers. So Value and Yazaki you called out specifically. Can you talk a little bit about what are the products that we are doing for all four of them and which market we plan to supply, and a little bit more color on the new US and EU OEM, whatever you can share?
See, three of the customers, which are Valeo, and the two other OEMs, which I cannot name, but they are leading global OEMs, you know, I mean, in the world, I would say. These are products mainly for EVs. And these are castings like your end caps. And there are, okay, I mean, I cannot mention all these names. But these are castings required for EVs.
Very critical parts.
Very key parts, very... And I think when the plant is ready to start in September, you all can come and see the plant in Aurik Shindra at Satapati Samaji Nagar. But you can say that most of these orders are for EV platform. The two global OEMs in US and Europe and Value. I mentioned it's for Mahindra.
Functionally extremely critical.
And functionally extremely important. Extremely important.
And which markets you would be supplying?
And let me just tell you, the margins here, I will say, are much higher. Much higher.
Yeah.
I want to just put this on record.
Sure. So these would be exported to US and Europe, right?
Well, some would be for India, like I said, Mahindra, but the other two will be exported.
Okay.
And these customers are not those customers which our European operations are supplying to.
Okay. Fair enough. Then if you can give us a little bit of a, you know, update on the four-wheeler suspension technical tie-up that we have done, that how has been the customer engagement, any timeline of commercialization, any indication on what kind of customers we are talking to, any further update on it?
Yes, I'll start and I'll ask Mr. Rajendra Bhange, our Director CEO, to speak further. These are all the leading OEMs in India. Also, I would just say that for the time being. Very closely engaged with them. Already as we speak, there have already been plant audits happened. So we are at a very advanced stage, but I'll request Mr. Bhange to speak on this. Is only suspension right now.
Okay, so thanks for the question. The suspension, as you know, is one of the most critical parts for vehicle dynamics and also for the safety of a passenger vehicle. So our tie-up with this company, which is already explained, is one of the leading players of suspension manufacturing, who has delivered over 10 crore shock absorbers all over the world, and highly experienced company. And we joined hands with them sometime January this year. And when we approach the OEMs, all of them are completely excited about our association with this company, looking into their profile and looking into their product lines. This space in India is a little bit empty. There are not too many players because its products are not easy to handle by the tier one companies. And therefore, there is a huge traction from most of the OEMs. Wherever we have gone, they have welcomed us, and they have actually told us to speed up the development process of these products. So as you know, this suspension development takes a long time. It has to undergo a lot of vehicle tests. It has to undergo a lot of durability tests. So currently, we have three programs on our in discussion, and most of them are going to be very serious projects. The development time, as you asked the question, could be anywhere between 8 months to 12 months. And during this time, we'll also decide the location of the plant. It will require a greenfield facility. So all those things will be decided in next 3 to 6 months' time.
Yeah, that's quite helpful. Thank you a lot, sir, for that. And final question is, for Massimo, a fantastic delivery in FY25 considering the backdrop of Europe. If you can, give us some sense, then how should we expect overall industry in FY26? And what are the, big order wins that might come for execution, and what is the growth expected of Endurance European business in FY26?
So Massimo, are you there? Because, he had landed in Munich in the morning.
Please stand clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
Yes, Massimo.
Okay, so regarding the situation in Europe, the situation for the next financial year, I think that's so, as you see in the last quarter, and even if all our car makers, all our customers in our portfolio, reduce the registration for control previous year, as in Europe overseas, we've been able to grow 35% in the last and 60% in the group of group due to the new business acquired when we started the capacity, the production capacity in the last 2 years. And so, frankly speaking, I'm optimistic also for the next quarter that we'll be able to grow without considering the acquisition of Scrap Protector. I continue to say that it's strategic because thanks to this acquisition, we will reach more or less 25% of the customer portfolio also with Mercedes. So we consider that starting from the first of April, from the second of April, after the acquisition of the Scrap Protector, we have three major customers, Volkswagen Group, Mercedes, and the last is 25% of total business, 25% each one. In this moment, the expectation for the future months is to maintain and to improve the turnover compared to the previous year and also the profitability. We grew in an important way that's of EBITDA. We closed the previous quarter with 18.4%, but if I compare with the same level of aluminum, the EBITDA should have been 18.8%. Despite an increase of energy costs compared to the previous quarter, the quarter of the last financial year, that affected our EBITDA 1%. And so, from the point of view, we came back in the normal, in the historical profitability of Endurance Overseas with more or less 20%. The net result was 5.9% in the quarter, and we reached the total EBITDA in the financial year of 17%. And so, from the point of view, this is not so bad considering the situation in the European market. I continue to be optimistic for the future quarter because, I repeat, the important acquisition of business that we have done in the past and also the 40 million euro acquired in this financial year can support us to perform better compared to the market.
So, I think, thank you. That's it from my side. I'll fall back in queue.
Yeah. Thank you, Adit.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So firstly, on the suspension side, you mentioned about the first order for solar damper assembly. I just want to understand the size of the order, the opportunity in this space, and what is driving the opportunity in this space, sir?
Yeah, this is the Spanish client. The order for solar dampers.
Yeah.
So what is the opportunity and what is driving this?
Okay. So, a good question. Thank you very much. As you know, we always aspire to divest our business out of two-wheeler. One of the area is four-wheeler, definitely, which we already spoke about. But we also are exploring areas which are non-auto. And one of the success story is that we are getting into the racking system for the solar panels, which is a very high-tech kind of a system, that requires to maneuver the solar panels during course of the day, and it has to work according to the direction of the sun. So this entire racking system we are going to produce, the technology that we applied is from our knowledge of the automotive engineering. It is an extension of what we already know. So it's not very difficult for us, so no collaboration, nothing is needed. So the company that approached us is a Spanish company who is world's third largest solar panel system supplier. It's a global company, and all the audits and everything has happened, and we're expecting the commercial production to start in the next quarter from one of our plants for supplying to India, Saudi Arabia, and to the United States. So these three areas we'll be supplying. So the question about the technology, when you speak about what is different than the automotive, is that these products are, from the size perspective, they are very big, very long ones, they're more than the height of the human. And it has to operate in the field for nearly 25 years without any substantial maintenance. So we have validated our products in our lab with all kinds of tests according to the customer specifications. All the machinery is getting into place, and the commercial supplies will start now within next 2 to 3 months' time. So the first supplies, I think the order has already come. If you ask about the potential is enormous. But we are going to start in a small way. I would say in a range of anywhere between 25 to 50 crores in this year. But the goal is to get to over 500 to 1,000 crores business in next 2 to 3 years' time.
That would be a huge number, sir, right, sir? That kind of a big scale for the non-auto business, sir.
Yes.
Got it, sir. Sir, on the Auric plant, just want to understand how will this ramp up of 275 crore order would happen, sir, with the second half the plant is starting, sir? So yeah, over next 2 years, what kind of revenue we can expect, sir?
See, the peak of this 275 crores will reach in FY27, is what our target is. But as we speak, we are also in touch with other customers to take more orders, you know. So, and the customers are also in a real hurry to get the supply started, you know. In fact, one of the customers was there last evening at Aurik Shendra, last actually 2 days. You know, and they've done the audit and quite happy. So, in fact, the trial lots already have started, just to let you know. It's only that mass production is in September. Already we are supplying smaller lots. And as you know that this has a special process also, which is, I think, first time in India. It's a surface treatment process. So the potential is you know, enormous, But we are going to go step by step. But we are very excited about this, actually. And maybe after September 25, we can invite all of you to come and see the plant.
Yes, that would be great, sir. So thirdly, on the alloy wheel business, this space is seeing very strong growth led by import substitution. Also, we are seeing that increasing number of players who are entering this space. I just want to understand how this business margins or the ROC stands versus how company currently does, sir?
No, the way I would put it is our focus is to see that the margins are in line with the company. That's our target. And we've made a lot of efforts based on the product mix and the operational efficiency to see that we are able to do it. We have gone in for more automation, which requires less, I would say, dependence on people, which you will see once the plant will start. So we are making a full effort. We have learned from the past, our experience, and seeing that the margins are in line with what we make in the company. And as far as the space is concerned, we are aware of the competition. So when we take new orders for these alloy wheels, we are definitely in, we have full clarity from customers who is the competition and what is the share of business. So there is no doubt about that. So there may be a number of players, I mean, agree with you, but as far as we are concerned, we have a clear-cut sight of our share of business and volumes, what we will get, subject to, of course, the customers doing those volumes. So if they do more, we get a higher volume if they do lower, lower. But it's very clear the share of business.
Got it. Got
so we're not concerned about that, you know, this thing at all.
So no major margin pressure, it would be fair to say, sir?
Yeah, see, I've always said in the past also, price, of course, is very important. It's dictated by the competition. But it's also important about your operational strategy to make that money. You know, whether it's your raw material purchases, whether it's your, you know, operational efficiencies in the plant, your manpower cost. And look at means on, you know, so it's up to you. What is the kind of model which you run? And that's what Endurance has done for the last 30 years, you know. So the price, of course, is very important, but just not the price, you know. It is a strategy which we have followed both in Europe and India, which makes us a bit different, I mean, without sounding this thing, but a bit different from others, from most others.
Got it, sir. And so finally, on the steel incentive, sir. The annual number should be around 870 million. And so just want to check this 380 million for this quarter. Did it include any earlier quarter number as the scheme started from second half, sir? Will that 870 million annual number will be going ahead, it will be uniformly spread across the quarters, or there would be bunch up in the few quarters, sir?
Are you listening?
We are.
Raja Sastri, a group COO, will answer this.
So we did book a total of 38 crores in Q4, and this because the scheme we got the eligibility certificate effective 1st of October, the number is slightly more than the average. We are expecting based on so the total eligibility certificate received by us is for 606 crores. And we are expecting that in the year, it should be anywhere in the range of 65 to 70 crores we should be able to book, maybe 75 also. So generally, this is a function of the quantum of state GST which we are paying. And given the current run rate of how we are paying the state GST, we do expect that in the first two quarters and a little bit in the third quarter, we should be booking that in the year.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for this. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pramod Amte from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So this is with regard to the battery pack. Just wanted to understand what is the value add proportion you are planning in terms of the sales value. And what are these items, one? Second, what is it you are bringing onto the table in terms of designing battery pack as compared to established players in the system?
Okay, so I will request Mr. Pranit Parekar to answer this. Pranit, can you answer this?
Yes. So there are a lot of technologies that we are bringing on table from Endurance side. So the uniqueness of a temperature monitoring system, so there are multiple patents which are going to be filed, or even some of them are getting applied also. So basically CCS, which actually does the cell-to-cell contact system, which is a very unique technology, which allows the connections to happen more proper with the resistive mapping algorithm. And also allows a very high rate of thermal discharge from the cell to get it from the cell to the enclosure. And believe me, these battery packs are very uniquely designed, and a specific technology which makes it a wire-free battery pack. We do not use wires to connect the cells or even voltage sensing lines or temperature sensing lines. Everything is wireless, done through a very unique IP-led technology, and the enclosure design is also unique, such a way that it allows the thermal propagation or the thermal transfer at more than 5 watt per meter Kelvin. So I know the industry have more players, like bigger players in battery industry, but this lithium-ion technology is very, so the large unmet need of high quality, robustly engineered battery systems is basically encouraging Endurance to bring in-housely developed IP-led battery design. And that's what I can say, that there is a huge demand for high-quality, robustly designed battery packs. These batteries which Endurance is making. We are making it so that these batteries will work for more than 10 years without having a maintenance to it, and keeping the R&D on continuous path for making it ready for making next generation battery packs.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. And can you give some color in terms of what's the value add as a proportion of the sales value? Because there's a lot of bought out in terms of sales and all, right?
Yeah, so value add we cannot tell you, but we can give you what is this the generally this price range, you know, which is
okay.
Is there, which can go for I think from 25,000 to 45,000, you know, for I think let Pranil answer that. What is the normal range for two wheeler
battery packs? Correct. So for two wheeler battery packs, it starts from let's say 15,000 rupees a kilo kilowatt, and it goes up to 45,000-50,000 rupees for packs which are like 4, 5, 6 kilowatts worth. And for 3 kilowatts, the major Indian market is on 5 kilowatt to 15 kilowatt, which starts from 30,000 rupees to 1 lakh rupees per battery pack. And if you ask me about the value add, it's basically the quality and supply chain, a strategically developed supply chain with the good partners for cell supplies, as well as keeping it on a very high level negotiations on the cell values and proposition for OEMs, so that the volumes which are increasing in India will be supported by Endurance.
Sure. And the cells will be, you will be procuring them, or the OEM will approve it and you will be just procuring from those sources? How does
no.
it work?
So Endurance believes that we will be designing the pack. So there are two ways to do the battery pack. One is basically built to print, and second is basically built to specs. So the orders which we are right now getting is built to specs, so that the design and the cell selection as well as our proprietary BMS is basically selected by Endurance only, and we have a very strategical tie-ups with cell manufacturers throughout, from China, South Korea, Japan, as well as we are also talking to the companies which will be making cells in India. So we are actually very aggressive in having a supply chain managed such a way that we should give a very big advantage in terms of costing to our OEM partners.
Sure, thanks. And the second question is with regard to KTM supplies. Considering that KTM itself is going through a restructuring, do you have any direct exposure there, and how do you look? Do you have to make a provision there per se, or not?
No, in fact, we have already made a provision of rupees 5.5 crores in quarter 4 FY25. The provision was already made of 5.3 crores. Which is which was made in quarter 4 of FY25. Going forward, we are not worried, because see, as far as the assets are concerned, if something goes wrong, you know, they are very flexible. They can be used for, you know, other listing OEMs. We are not worried. Inventories also, it is not such a, you know, figure that we are this thing alarmed about. But having received this first set of firm orders, we are quite confident that some good things will happen, you know. So I think we'll be knowing it this after 23rd of May, when the last court hearing is there.
Sure. And sir, the last one is with regard to the EV castings. As you disclose the name of Valeo, which seems to be in the e-axles or transmissions of the EVs, are the two clients, so you are making a more inroads into EV axles? Is that the fair understanding on castings?
It's not only axles, it is also other casting products. Because for the other two customers, it is other castings. It is not for e-axles. It is others. I mean, there's a huge range, and this is really a very, very, I can only say, very, very exciting opportunity. It's a new world we are entering, but in castings, you know, we are very strong on castings, as you know.
Yeah.
Engineering, our own tool room, you know, we are very strong there.
So it's not just the drivetrain products, it's also the other parts of the vehicle, because in EV, aluminium content is very high.
Right.
Because it's a lightweighting material that already I've spoken in the past.
Okay, sure. And sir, last question if I can ask. When I look at your key customer profile for FY25, the big jump seems to be the VW group per se, moving to almost like to emerge as the second largest for you. what has gone right for you to win there, and what's the headroom you expect there? Because it's a big entity to approach, and there's a lot of headroom for you to grow there. So how are you looking at it as an opportunity?
Okay, so this question can be better answered by Massimo. Massimo, are you there? Okay,
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Now, when we speak about Volkswagen Group, it doesn't mean only the brand Volkswagen, as you can imagine, because you have to consider that more or less in 25% of our total turnover, we have 5% of Audi, 9% of Porsche, and the difference is Volkswagen Group. Because as you know, we produce internal combustion engine, transmission components, and electric components for all the brands of Volkswagen, including Skoda, SEAT. And so, frankly speaking, we are not worried about the situation for the future, also because we are speaking about a brand very strong in the European market. For sure, in this moment, we are suffering, some brands are suffering for China situation, as Porsche, Audi, and also for the duty in the United States. But despite the reduction, I repeat, despite the reduction of registration compared to the previous year, we grew with Volkswagen Group 60% due to the new start of production of the business in electric field that we acquired in the last 3 years. And we started in March, September, and December of the previous financial year with this new business. The total amount is 70 million euros. And so our expectation is to grow, to continue to grow also in the next financial year.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to take questions from all participants in the conference, please restrict yourself to only 2 questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. We have our next question from the line of Arvind Sharma from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. So the first question would be on the India business. What are your CAPEX plans for FY26? And also, given that there is so much CAPEX Endurance is doing on four-wheelers and non-autos, what would be the broad direction impact on returns and margins? So that's the first question, sir.
Okay, I'll request Raja Sastry to answer this.
So if you see what we have uploaded in our presentation, we have invested close to 611 crores in FY25. And quite a few of them are the growth and strategic projects which are still in their gestation period. So there will be investments in FY26 also to complete those projects, which is our Auric Chandra, Auric Bitkin, and also certain investments for the battery pack which we have announced. And this is, well, I will not be able to give you the exact number, but it is going to be a significant number of CAPEX even in FY26. Now, as the managing director mentioned, quite a few of these projects are starting their startup production in the second half and also the fourth quarter of this year. And that would mean better revenues as we go forward. And also, given that quite a few order wins of about 3,500 crores of the past have seen the SOPs in FY25 and also another 30% are seeing the starts of production in FY26. All these augur well for our revenues and also the bottom line in the coming year. All the investments we are making in the past will see some effect in FY26, but definitely much bigger effect in FY27 and going.
I will just say that the product mix is improving. The product mix is improving.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for this. Sir, second question would be on Europe. Sorry, I might have missed it. But if you could just share the revenue and EBITDA in euro terms, as well as a broad outlook for the European market, including the SFL acquisition.
Okay, so is Massimo still there?
Sure, yes. So we closed the previous quarter with 80 million euro turnover in Europe, compared 68.3 of the previous financial year, with an increase of 11.7 million euros, which means 17.1% of increase in terms of turnover. We closed the EBITDA with 14.7 million of euro, which means 18.4%, compared 12.2 million of euro of the previous financial year, with an increase of 21.1%. In terms of net result, we closed with 4.8 million of euro, 5.9%, with an increase of 19.5% compared to the previous year. Speaking about the total financial year, the company closed for the first time with 304 million of euro, with an increase of 15.5% compared to the previous year. The EBITDA was 51.1%, it means 16.8% total financial year, more than 20% compared to the previous year. And the net result was 16.3 million of euro, it means 5.4%, with an increase of 16.3% compared to the previous financial year. This quarter was, from my point of view, the best of the history of Endurance Overseas in terms of turnover and also in terms of profitability, because as I told you before, if I do a statement of the energy cost and also the increase of material cost, the EBITDA should have been more or less 19.5%. So it's a very good performance, and the expectation for the future months is to try to maintain this performance in total year, also with the improvement that will arrive from Stefan with other 80 million euro turnover and with a leverage of EBITDA of 16.5%. We are optimistic that we can maintain the profitability we have in the previous financial year and for sure improve the situation.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing this. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aniruddha Mate from Standard Chartered Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I had just one question to understand. Basically, at a consolidated level, what sort of revenues would be driven from the U.S. markets which might get affected because of possible tariff implications?
Well, in India, we don't see anything, but...
Yeah.
But Europe, I can request Mr. Massimo Venuti to speak. Because like I mentioned in my opening remarks, there could be some of our products going into premium cars, which may be exported to the U.S. So I think he's a better person to answer that.
Yes, we are not speaking about a big issue for Endurance because the total turnover could be something like 25 million of euros. Because as you know, we produce a lot of components for small engines that are not so appealing in the European market. But please consider also that our customer has Mercedes and BMW are producing specific model, the G3, and also the series M of Mercedes and the series X of BMW in the United States. And so this is absolutely positive because it means that they produce in the United States and they export in Europe. And so we can try to compensate the impact of the duty for these 20 million of euros. But I repeat, we are speaking about peanuts. The only customer that can be affected, for sure, in the United States, and also for the situation in China, unfortunately, is Porsche. And as you've seen, that they lost 30% of the market share in the previous financial year. But it's including these 25 million of euros that I told you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Neil Parikh from Auriga Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. It's a fantastic set of results. I have two questions, both on the Europe geography. So, first one is with respect to the acquisition liquid debt of Sokolin. It has 60% of its revenue where he is a sole supplier. For the last 3 years, based on my rough calculation, we were growing Europe geography sales at around 8-10%. With this acquisition and cross-sell opportunity, for the next 3 to 5 year periods of the combined business, do you foresee a better, like a mid-teen level of growth?
Massimo?
Yes, I didn't understand very well, but I try to answer. The acquisition of Stafford, as I told you, is more or less 80 million of euros. The expectation, we closed this financial year with 300 million of euros. And so our target for the next financial year is to try to reach more than 400 million of euros. But in this moment, it's very difficult due to the situation into the market. I can tell you that the first month, April, and also the forecast for the future month, we are speaking about May, June, and July, are absolutely positive compared to the previous financial year, in terms of turnover and also in terms of profitability, considering 16.8% that was the leverage of the previous financial year in terms of the business.
Got it, got it. Another question which I had was, in the European geography, are we in active talks with any of the Chinese OEMs and have they received any SOPs?
So Niril, right now we do not have orders from Chinese OEMs, but yes, there are some Chinese OEMs with whom we are in discussion.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot. That's from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
No. Thank you. I just want to, I've said everything in the opening remarks, but as you know, Endurance, we are very, very optimistic about the future and the opportunities are there. We are really excited about the same. So I'll just leave it at that. But thank you, everybody, for your time and coming for this call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.